Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
My name is Brian Burton. It's been 26 years since the bombs fell. And since I've left the vault, I've been trying to rebuild. This isn't the Appalachia that I remember. There's so much more to everything going on. And I promise to find the answer. So if you're out there, if you're listening, just hone in on these coordinates. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
The Omega Broadcast Fallout Story is available on iTunes, Spotify, and many great podcasting sources.
Welcome to the Side Stories of Greymoor. In this episode, we're doing some ghost busting with Digging Up Trouble. My latest adventure began while I was exploring Blackreach. You see, I came across a body with a letter. Letter to Erm. So we found this woman down here. Is she? Here, let's take a look. It's a human woman. Maybe a Nord, probably. Dearest Erm, today, Innifrid the Tall had another job, so I'll be down here a little longer. He wanted me to look for ore samples out in some caverns we haven't surveyed. I had to be careful he didn't follow me. I think he was hoping to accidentally run into me out here. Skeever scum that he is. Between him and that lovesick Kelbarn, I get too much attention. Like I haven't noticed either of them ogling me. But nothing could distract me from my lady. Right, Erm? Anyway, I found some good samples. I'll deliver them back to Dusktown, and after I take care of a few more things, make for the surface. With luck, we'll be sharing a bed in a week or two. Heh, spicy. Your Inguya. Inguya? Is that how you pronounce that? P.S. Don't cut your hair. I love the soft touch of it. Oh, all right. Mining samples. So we found some mining samples in here. This poor lady. She's all dead and stuff. It was at that very moment that I realized she was all dead and stuff. And I needed to do something about it. So like any seasoned adventurer, I promptly forgot to update my quest log and headed off in completely the wrong direction. After getting sidetracked to a boat, which had absolutely nothing to do with mining, I continued to be confused as I looked for a way to get underground while being on top of the ground. But eventually, I was able to figure out where to go. I'm proud to say that this only took me about 20 minutes. All right, now that we found this little mine area and a door, we're going to go in and we're going to look for Innifrid the Tall. And before too long, we found Innifrid, and he wasn't that tall. Is that you up there, Bella?
Hold on! 27 geode crates, 15 pickaxes, 5 wheelbarrows, 42 fresh tourniquets. Okay, yeah, there's a lot to do, so I don't have much time. What is it?
Do you know Inguya? I found these samples near her body.
You're saying she's dead?
Yes.
Damn. She was a fine-looking Nord girl.
That's the first...
Shame that happened.
Dude.
She, leave a note or anything? Not like in that way, but maybe she had some feelings for me. I know she fancied me, even if she didn't say so.
This guy's a total douche. She left a letter to her lover. It wasn't you.
It was that damn Kelbarn, wasn't it? Always mooning over her.
Wait, he mooned
Never
her?
I thought she'd be stupid enough to fall for him. Well, just give me the samples. I'll pay you for the trouble.
I don't think mooning means what you think it means. I didn't like... She didn't like either of you. Take your samples.
You take your money and get out of here. A shame Inguya won't be coming around anymore. I lied when she was nearby, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting the girdle of Inguya. complete quest.
Fuck off, pal. No time for useless chatter.
You're not very friendly.
Oh, boo-hoo. Mining is expensive and hard. It's even harder down here. Miners only survive when they're tough. How about you take your friendly and move along?
Total douche nozzle. So now I knew two new things. One, Inkford the Tall wasn't that tall. And two, total douche nozzle. But then, on my way out of the mines, I discovered some Ghostbusters. Alright, what's over here? What do we got?
You've done it, Claudina. Truly excellent work.
Phoebe, we have a visitor.
Hi, Phoebe.
Ah, hello! You're rather strapping, aren't you?
Well, thank you.
If you're here about the traps, there's no need to worry. Claudina fixed them right up. She's really quite good at this. I can almost guarantee that they won't trip anyone else today.
What are these traps for?
Spirits, of course. Ideally the ones that have been terrorizing these poor people. My mentor, Claudina, and I are supernatural specialists. We've been given the important responsibility of investigating Blackreach's disappearing miners.
Whoa, they're like ghost hunters. Have you found anything?
Not yet, but I know we're close. We've hit a few snags, but if we just had a little more time, and maybe a set of extra hands... You look very clever.
Thanks.
I'm sure if you joined us, we'd solve this in no time. Interested? Claudina would reward you.
What needs to be done?
We identified a few spots with reported spiritual activity. Here, take Claudina's notes. The hope is that placing traps here will increase our chances of capturing an entity and figuring out what happened to the missing miners. Exciting, right?
So, what do you think happened to the miners?
I'm not sure. I used to try and guess the conclusions of our cases, but I was almost always wrong. Claudina says not to speculate too early. Each case is different and requires a different approach. I hope the missing people are safe at any rate.
Who are you exactly?
Me? Oh, I'm practically no one. I'm just a mage that never really fit in anywhere. That is, until I heard of Claudina's exploits. I've always been obsessed with her work, so I tracked her down and begged her to take me on as her assistant.
So what's Claudina's story?
I don't possibly have the time to tell you of her many amazing exploits. Claudina is a renowned figure when it comes to the study of the supernatural. She's had a lustrous career and published much of her work. You should read some. She's my hero.
How did you convince her to let you be her assistant?
It wasn't easy. Claudina built her business herself. After her husband died, she used his fortune to pursue her studies and has been on her own ever since. But I think she saw the benefit in a pair of young hands and an eager mind.
So, what will these traps do?
Oh, what a wonderful question. I won't bore you with the details, though they are fascinating. Essentially, these traps will magically weaken the spirit. Once it passes through the physical barrier, the warding spells render it unable to move.
So you've done this before?
Absolutely! My very first case with Claudina, we captured a very powerful ghost with such a trap. I'll never forget. It burst forth from the wardrobe and I nearly died of fright. Thankfully, Claudina pushed me out of the way, just in time.
This seems fun. Alright, I'm down. I'm down with some ghost busting.
What an exciting case! I simply must write down this new development.
Focus on the task at hand, Phoebe. There will be time for that later.
Oh, a learning moment. I ain't afraid of no ghost. And with that, I ain't afraid of no ghost. And I headed off to place the spirit traps. Right here. Okay, that's trap number one, in front of this bridge. Spiritual trap number two. Can't seem to... Oh, there it is. The spot right here. All right, and then one more. Drop a trap right here. And then I promptly headed back to talk to Phoebe again, who was super into my work. Phoebe Perrinard. That's her name. All right, Phoebe. Perrinard.
You're back! Did you have any trouble setting up the traps?
Traps are all placed.
Great work. You're a natural. Have you ever considered making this your life's work?
No.
It's really quite rewarding, and you certainly have the aptitude for it.
Thanks.
Anyway, I'm sure Elle will be relieved to hear that they're all set up now.
Who's Elle?
Elle Bitterblade, the head of Dusktown. She hired us, though she's been understandably doubtful since her husband, Overseer Earlvar, kicked us out of the mines earlier. Maybe you could help smooth things over by telling her the traps are set up?
All right, I'll talk to Elle.
Oh, thank you so much. Claudina and I are good with the spirit side of things, but we struggle with people. If you talk to Elle and assure her that we're doing everything we can, she'd probably feel better. She should be right outside the mines.
Why were you kicked out of the mines?
Well, remember what I said earlier about the traps? We had an incident with the mine foreman, but he wasn't in any danger. We freed his leg easily and got all the paint off. We fixed the traps, but nonetheless, the mines are off limits to us now.
Okay, got it. Oops, I guess.
Claudina, say more about your process. I want to capture everything in my notes.
So it looked like my role went from trap placer to negotiator. I hit it off. All right, this must be Hell.
Please, there's no need for alarm.
But Captain Agaron is missing now. Who will protect us?
We don't need protection. We're perfectly safe.
You're wrong. There's something evil haunting this place, and we're its next victims.
Ooh.
I'm beginning to think hiring those ghost hunters was a mistake. I thought it would make everyone feel a little safer to know we were looking into it, but it's just made everything worse.
It's a great moment to break the news to you. I came to tell you that they finished setting up the traps.
Are you another one of that woman's assistants? Look, when I hired those two, they assured me that they had things well in hand. But we've got another person missing, and my people are scrambling over themselves in their fear.
Who's missing?
My town guard, Captain Agron. He was last seen at the administrative offices, but then he didn't show up for his posting. He just up and vanished, same as the others.
Do you think he wandered off?
Possibly, but I wouldn't have taken Captain Agaron for a deserter. If you're helping those ghost hunters, would you take a look in the offices? My people are scared. I'd like to have a working theory to give them, at least.
I'll check the offices. I'll do it.
Take my keys. They'll give you access. But please, keep your investigation out of the mines. After that incident this morning, Earlvar only wants workers down there. Best to keep everyone safe.
So, just between you and me, Elle, what do you think is really going on here?
At this point, I'm ready to believe it's all a grand joke being played at my expense. I don't know if it's just miners wandering off, or if it's malevolent spirits, but if this doesn't get figured out soon, my whole operation is going under.
Can you tell me more about the mining consortium?
I started this venture with my husband. Supposing all of this chaos doesn't completely ruin us, our goal is to be the first to capitalize on Blackreach's frontier. A few days ago, I would have told you we were doing just that. Now, I'm not so sure.
All right. Did you notice really was spelled with three L's? It was like, really going on here? And that was a good question. What was really going on here? It didn't seem like it was ghosts. But let's find out.
This is the place, Claudina. The locals say Captain Agron disappeared from this very spot.
It's locked. We must find a way inside.
Oh, good. You're just in time. We've hit a wall in the investigation. How did it go with Elle?
She gave me keys to investigate the offices.
Oh, great! That's wonderful! Now we don't have to find another way inside.
Yeah.
I keep telling Claudina you're a natural.
I am.
She's taken to all of this so splendidly.
Thanks.
I'm thrilled you get to participate in the ceremony.
What ceremony?
I envy you, getting to experience it for the first time. Basically, if Captain Agron disappeared here, there might be some kind of spiritual residue left over from whatever took place. We need to conduct a ritual to try and harness it.
Okay, I'll help with the ceremony.
Here, you take the spirit summoning whistle. When I spread the salts, you blow it. And if there are any spirits remaining in the area, the tone will force them out of hiding. It's a big responsibility, but I know you're ready for it.
Does this actually work?
It varies by situation, but I've seen it work well over a dozen times. Some spirits find it more annoying than anything, but others are very susceptible to the sound. There are few supernatural beings that can ignore it, however.
Okay, so you can basically dog whistle a spirit. Who is burping nearby me? What is going on with that?
I
All right.
In here is powerful. Don't you think, Claudina? We're onto something. All right, here go the smelling salts. Get ready with the whistle.
Got my whistle ready.
Do you hear that? It's coming from upstairs.
Upstairs.
Slow down, Phoebe. Be vigilant, not hurried.
Did you see that basket move?
No.
Let's look in it. What's in the basket?
No!
What?
Ferret!
Phoebe,
ferret.
What have I told you about jumping to conclusions?
Oh, wait, there's a note in here, too. Missing miners. Hey, Claudina.
You'll have to forgive Phoebe. She's still young. And for all her scholarly knowledge, she's prone to startling at the slightest provocation. Did you find anything worthwhile?
Well, I found proof that Captain Agron was looking for the missing miners.
Let me see that. This is from Erlvar, the mine overseer. Could it be mere coincidence that the town guard investigating the mystery of the miners just happens to be the next to go missing? I think not. There is something amiss here.
Are you telling us that you think Erlvar is a ghost?
That's probably not actually what's happening, is it?
Are you familiar with the cavern he mentions in the letter?
I have some idea. There's one just below, tucked away in the back of the town. Phoebe may be indisposed for the moment, so I'm counting on you to join me. Keep her whistle on you. We may need it.
All right. All right, let's do it, Claudia. Seems like something's amiss. Somebody's offing people. Sounds like it's not ghosts. But maybe that's a red herring. Maybe it still is ghosts.
I'm certain these are the caves mentioned in the letter. Use the spirit whistle here.
All right. Crimson Nernroot. Fancy. All right, these are the caves. Gotta go in this way. All right, here we go. Let's try the ghost whistle.
What was that? It came from inside.
Goblins? That's some spooky sounds. Still more spooky sounds.
Agron, no! Gods, no!
Agron's body! It's murder. Olvar? Erlvar? Did you just kill him?
Captain Agron, he's dead. How can he be dead? This wasn't supposed to happen. None of this was supposed to happen.
What's going on here?
I don't know. I was supposed to meet Captain Agron, but as I passed the caves, I heard a cry. I ran in to find him bleeding out. He died before I could ask what happened. Agron was a fine man. He didn't deserve this fate. This is unacceptable.
Did you see what attacked him?
No, I didn't. You two need to leave. Stop investigating this. Gather your assistant, pack your things, and get out of Blackreach. This is getting far too dangerous, and I don't want to see anyone else get hurt. Please.
What do you mean?
We're wasting time. Just go.
We need to talk.
He's trying to get rid of us. Hey, Luke. Welcome to the stream, buddy. How's it going? All right, Claudia. I think he's up to something.
I feel Overseer Erlvar knows more than he told us.
Uh-huh.
The last thing we should do is heed his advice to quit now.
That's right. We don't give up. I'm not afraid of no ghost. Why would Erlvar mislead us, though? What do you think?
That I do not know, but he seems to be increasingly agitated as we continue to investigate. I may deal in spirits more often than I deal with the living, but I know when I'm being led by the nose. He's hiding something. Let's find out what.
How do we do that?
Captain Agaron's wounds are fresh, which means the culprit can't have gone far. We didn't see anything on our way in, so whatever attacked him must have leapt through the other side of the cave. We should see if we can pick up its trail.
All right.
Come, it can't have gone far.
So it seemed like we stumbled into a shaky story in the mine, but we needed some more evidence to find out who the killer was. And that's when we noticed the green goo.
Whatever killed Captain Agaron must have triggered one of our traps. There's footprints.
Ooh, footprints. These look like people prints. And we continued to follow the people prints until... town.
Curious.
What do you want?
Spirits don't use trap doors.
Nope. Well, we can explore down in this little shaft here. It looks like it goes down into a cellar. But now we're trespassing. Don't worry, because it's okay, because we're detectives. But it's okay, because we're detectives.
With the shadows, we cannot afford to be seen.
Ghost detectives. All right, now we're going to creep. I creep around. It's like we got to creep this way. It's a good thing I'm super creepy. Wait, that doesn't mean...
A strange mist.
That doesn't sound right.
Follow it.
I mean, you wouldn't be very happy if somebody called you super creepy. But I'm creeping, and I'm good at it.
It's over. Stay low.
Whoa!
Bruick, killing Captain Agron was not part of our deal. I am a vampire, Erlvar. I have needs. I made that clear when you hired me. I hired you to protect my people. This was not what we agreed. You've taken it too far. Who are you to reprimand me? You haven't seen too far. Just wait.
It's all beginning to make sense.
All right, so Douchebag is a vampire.
Overseer Erlvar employed a vampire to protect the mine. How dastardly. I believe that explains the missing miners quite succinctly. He must have given the vampire people in exchange for protection for the rest of his workers. But from what, I wonder?
Should we tell Al what we discovered? Oh no, I hope
Not
she's
yet.
Okay.
Despite our ingenious detective work, right now it's still the Overseer's word against ours. And he's already given El reason to distrust us. What we need is definitive proof, then she'll have to listen.
How do we find that?
I believe the Overseer's office is just across the mine. We should investigate. Of course, we have to find a way in first. Perhaps you could pick the lock or steal his key. I'm somewhat out of my element now.
I got this. I'll find a way in.
Excellent. You are truly the purveyor of justice Phoebe made you out to be.
That's right.
Just be careful. If we manage to get ourselves caught, we won't get the chance to prove anything.
Oh, don't worry, lady. I won't get caught. Because I'm super creepy. Look how creepy I am. Uh-oh, we have to hide in a basket. It's a good thing these baskets are placed every 20 feet. And sure enough, my super creepy powers paid off. We're still creeping. All right, let's see. There's a guy up here. Overseer Erlvar. Oh, we gotta pickpocket him.
I want to be there when the guards catch you.
What? I'm hidden. You can't see me. I was confused. There were many of us trying to pickpocket the same man, all at the same time. Got it. Pickpocketed him. That's right.
Oh no. I must have left it at the shop. I'll tell them what you did.
He doesn't know. He caught those other guys. That's what that other dialogue was. Other people came up and tried to pickpocket him. And he caught him.
Alright, we're still sneaking.
And once I again proved myself to be the creepiest man in all of Skyrim, well, Khajiit in all of Skyrim, I made my way back to the Overseer's office with the key. All right, here we are in the Overseer's office. What are we looking for? Bookshelf. Scared little snow moth. Incense. Oh, there's a letter over here. More and more vampires arrive in Blackreach every day. Their attacks grow more frequent. I can only fight off so many before your miners realize the danger and abandon the town. I believe Captain Agaron already suspects something. You must speak with him soon to quell his concerns. As promised, I am doing all that I can to protect your venture, but with the rise in attacks, the situation is more arduous than I anticipated. Due to the increased risk, I require additional blood donors, preferably weaker targets whose disappearance will likely go unnoticed. You have reservations about this. Remember that I have proof of our arrangement. If you want this to remain between us, do as I ask. Blackmail! Ruick. A.K.A. Douche Nozzle. All right, Claudia. Claudina.
That look on your face. Tell me you found something.
This proves the Overseer Urvar gave miners to a vampire in exchange for the mine's protection.
And explains what he was trying to protect his people from. It is not enough to simply turn this evidence over to El. I was hired to help this town. Spirits or no, I have a responsibility. We must stop this horror.
So, what do we do?
The vampire seemed as though he was threatening Overseer Urvar at the end of their altercation. Perhaps he's planning some kind of retaliation. If so, there's a chance we could catch him in the act if we find him.
All right, let's track him down.
We need to investigate the mines. There has to be a clue that will point us in the direction of that monster. Let's leave here. Dusktown needs us.
Dusktown needs us! That's right. We're going to save Dusktown. Dusktown? Dusktown. But then, as we left the office, we stumbled across a string of bodies. Bodies lying dead in a path. How very convenient. It's as if somebody planned this out in order for us to know where to go next on our quest. But how could that be? We soon found where the bodies led. It's like leaving a trail for us.
It
was right there.
Stay out of sight.
Oh, crap. I forgot. I'm supposed to be sneaking. The vampire just disappeared right there. Oh, wait. I can see him. Is he... He's like... a ghosty trail. Or is that a player? I can't tell.
You won't be so brave when the guards arrive.
Stop that person!
I'm not here. Follow the vampire. No, that's the actual vampire. It's like a smoky red cloud. Keep following him. Alright, he's going through the water.
We have to stop him.
He just ate another person. Ah, he jumps away. He was too quick. I couldn't catch him. Alright, Claudina.
Curse him. We'll never be able to catch him like this. How do we apprehend a man who can vanish into thin air right before our eyes?
Do you have anything that can trap him?
Vampires do not obey the same laws as specters and ghosts. My tools would be useless against him. Unless... BB's whistle. Do you still have it?
Yes.
It's designed to emit a tone that's unsavory to immortal creatures. Perhaps it will disturb him.
Well, it'll disturb me too, because I'm a vampire. Do you think it'll work?
It's impossible to say without evidence. But it wasn't made specifically with spirits in mind, so there is a chance. Go on, try it. This is the only plan we've got.
It's the only plan, so it means it's the best one. All right, I'm gonna use the whistle.
There he goes. Follow him.
Wait, where'd he go?
More bodies. He's leaving a trail.
He's killing everybody. Another body. So many bodies. I guess you could say that these bodies weren't ready. Another body. How many people is this guy gonna eat? This quest needs to be called the Hungry Hungry Vampire.
Welcome to the Side Stories of Greymoor. This adventure, the Hungry Hungry Vampire.
Come, he's not getting away.
You'll die, Michael.
All right, here we go. This is it, dude. You're done. You don't get away killing all those people. I told him. Vial of blood. What's a vial of blood? It's proof, and then there's a letter over here? This guy does not kill these spiders very quickly. Alright, we'll help you out. Okay, here's the letter. The following miners have been underperforming of late. If they happen to disappear, they will not be missed. What a heartless bastard. I hope they make suitable donors for you. Please make their deaths quick. I do not want them to suffer needlessly.
And just at that moment, the vampire was resurrected again. And we had to kill him a second time.
But instead we said, nah, we'll let that other guy do it, and we ran away. And then I finished the letter, which was so rudely interrupted. Andrid, drunk, disorderly behavior. Dreva, stole from the mess hall, so she deserves to die. Harold, lazy, performs half the work. A work of caution, the miners are starting to grow concerned about these disappearances. The more you can space these out, the better. I don't want Elle getting wind of our arrangement. Things will end badly for both of us should my wife discover my involvement. Overseer Earl Var. Oh no. She's going to be in danger.
So we hurried, with utmost speed and haste, back to the surface.
This is ridiculous. You can't waltz in here and accuse me of such a thing.
My husband would never do something so insane. I don't suppose you have any proof.
Proof? What proof could they possibly have?
First of all, I've seen your wife dance. She's a wonderful waltzer. Secondly,
you and your associates accuse my husband of outrageous actions. Making deals with monsters? Murder? I hope you have a damn good reason.
It's true. We have proof.
Let me see that. Donors? But I don't understand. You can't mean Earl Var was feeding innocent miners to a vampire in order to keep everyone safe? How could this happen? How could I not have known? These were my people.
Ulver tried to confront the vampire, but it was already too late.
The fact that he realized he was in over his head doesn't excuse the abhorrent decision in the first place. This is sickening.
Sickening.
We both want to protect our people, but to think he'd resort to something so barbaric.
At least he has answers now. Or used to, at least you have answers now.
We would have been left to wonder and kept losing people were it not for you and those two over there.
That's right.
Just tell me one thing.
Ghostbusters.
Did you kill the vampire responsible?
Yes, I murdered him.
Good. Good.
Good for murder.
At least there's that. Earl Var, you foolish man. What have you done?
What have you done, you foolish man? She's going to be angry at you. You're going to sleep on the couch, couch sleeper. All right, Claudina, we did it.
Another case solved. Though we weren't dealing in spirits today, I have no doubt you'd make a fine ghost hunter. You have a natural talent for investigation. Elle has my sympathy. It is not easy to condemn someone you love.
Pelly, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. Well, she seems to be taking it well.
She's strong. She will be fine. Anyway, it was an honor to work with you. If you ever find yourself tangled in the world of spirits again, I do hope you'll seek us out. Here, take this for your time. You undoubtedly deserve it.
A mining helmet. That's what you give me? You give me a mining helmet? I don't get, like, to keep the cool whistle, or I don't get, like, a Ghostbuster patch or something I can put on my shirt. All right. Thank you.
You know, I think Phoebe looks up to you. You've become a point of inspiration for her. I know we both hope our paths cross again.
Will you two stay in Dust Town?
Perhaps. I still sense dark energies here.
Dark energies.
This place writhes with uneasy spirits.
Uneasy spirits.
Overseer Earlvar was the culprit this time.
Culprit.
But with him removed, perhaps the true spiritual mysteries of Blackreach will unravel themselves.
This lady speaks like a like a TV show host or something. Yes. Oh, hi, new person. Welcome. Are you happy we caught Overseer Earlvar?
Happiness is not something I often associate with my line of work. Dealing with the dead is often a somber affair.
Ah.
But dealing with the living can be too, I suppose.
I am merely satisfied with our end result.
Join us next time on Ghost Hunters. Well, goodbye, Claudina. And goodbye to you, Phoebe.
You did it! I can't believe this was only your first case. You were incredible! You remind me of Claudina. Oh, I want to be more like both of you. Fearless, strong, unbeatable.
That's right.
Thank you for stepping up to help. We couldn't have done this without you.
Are you disappointed that we didn't deal with any actual spirits?
Yes and no. I was rather excited about the possibility of encountering a spirit down here. This is unmapped territory in both the physical and spiritual sense, after all. But I am glad we were able to help these people. It feels good to be of use.
What will you and Claudina do next?
I'm not quite sure. Claudina and I travel all over, wherever the work takes us. But wherever we end up, I hope you'll seek us out. Next time you see me, I'll be much braver and have quite a few more cases under my belt.
And that's the story of how I became an official Tamrielic Ghostbuster. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you want to come back for more, I hope you subscribe to the channel or click one of the other videos on the screen right now to check out some of the other stories of Greymore.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Are you an avid player of The Elder Scrolls Online and looking to take your game to that next level? Well, the Red Diamond Courier podcast is here to help. I'm Bob Chachinski.
And I'm DogBark24.
We are two experienced players aiming to help others learn and improve through in-game knowledge and references.
From PvE
to PvP
and everything in between.
There's sure to be something for you in the Red Diamond Courier.
We hope you check us out. Thanks.